Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The tournament is in full swing and the action hasn't disappointed. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Pick any college basketball team that's still in the hunt for your shot at winning $100, and all it takes is a $1 bet and that team winning their next game. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if that college basketball team of your choice pulls off the win. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means two things. We get Ross Tucker in, and we're going to do Tucker's tape. We're continuing our positional evaluation. Ross, are you ready to talk running backs today?
I am. Yeah, we're getting through. We're almost done the entire offense. I love it. Let's do it. They got a lot of running backs to talk about.
They sure do. I mean, 2 years ago, remember when there were four running backs that they had to divvy up carries for? Then last season, all of a sudden, it's no Ricky Slade, Journey Brown out with his medical issue. Noah Cain gets injured on the first possession. So the position's depleted. Now are we back to that 2019 type season where we've got five mouths to feed? How's that going to work, Ross?
Well, so it's really interesting, right, Jim, because you go back to certainly Saquon's sophomore year. Maybe you could even argue his freshman year, but certainly Saquon's sophomore year, the Rose Bowl team with, you know, where they won the Big Ten. And they had as good of a running back situation as there was in college football that year. The next year, you have Saquon, number two overall pick, and you've got Miles Sanders as a freshman. Okay, phenomenal. Then you've got 2 years of Miles Sanders, outstanding. Was it just 1 year, actually, where Miles Sanders was? Miles Sanders was only the guy by himself 1 year, really, right?
I believe so, because I remember thinking not a lot of Miles on the tread, right?
Miles, I like that, Jim. I like that. Not a lot of miles on Sanders' tread. So that's nice. So anyway, so Saquon's sophomore year, Saquon's junior year, the Miles Sanders year, and really even the year after that when they had Journey Brown 2019 who really came on late, as well as Noah Cain who did some great things as a freshman. I think Penn State had as good of a running back situation as there was in the country for probably four straight years, you know, and certainly 3 years, right? So Saquon sophomore, Saquon junior, Miles year, and then the year after Miles. So four straight years, Penn State was a running back U. I thought there was a pretty decent drop-off last year, Jim. And I'm not. There's nobody to blame. I mean, Journey Brown had – people had him as the number one ranked running back for the draft. So Journey Brown, that obviously was a out of left field, nothing you can do about it. And then the next guy up, Noah Cain, he ends up getting hurt in the first game. So really nobody's fault, but they went from the most enviable running back situation in college football 4 years running, or as enviable, as good as anybody else's, to last year they took a big step back, right? Kayvon Lee did some positive things. Devin Ford did some good things. Not as many as I would like, and I'll get to that momentarily. Keziah Holmes did some positive things, but I think I'd be lying, Jim, if I said that I was as excited about any of those guys as I had been about Journey Brown at the end of the 2019 season, or even, frankly, Noah Cain, you know, that 19 season as well. I had really high hopes for Devin Ford coming out of his high school video and even some of the things he did as a freshman. I thought he would step up last year. I don't think that that really happened. Now, I still get a little frustrated at times with how he's utilized, Jim. If you watch Devin Ford in high school, I think he could have been recruited by most schools as a slot receiver. You know, I mean, he was that good of a receiver in high school, in the slot. I mean, he was awesome. Awesome. And I would like to see Devin Ford catch more screen passes. I would like to see Devin Ford on the perimeter more. I would like to see him be used as a weapon in the passing game. That didn't happen last year, and I thought that was disappointing. And those are all things I think Penn State should really make a concerted effort to do with him. He's not a great between-the-tackles runner. I thought he left something to be desired there. And we'll find out this year. I mean, he's going to have to battle for any playing time he gets. He might end up just being a disappointment. I might have to raise my hand on the show and say I was wrong and that Devin Ford wasn't the player I thought he would be or didn't become the player I thought he would be. Lee is more of your bigger, thicker back. You know, I'm not sure he always plays to that, though. You know, even though he's 238, 240 pounds, I think he could run even lower. I think he could play with even more power than he does. And Holmes did some positive things, but I would almost say I don't really – this sounds weird because, you know, Jim, I watch every snap of Penn State football just like you do. For whatever reason, Jim, I'm not remembering that many plays that Holmes made or that many big games that he had. He comes across to me as being solid, but I'm not remembering anything really being spectacular or noteworthy.
I'm with you on that. There were a couple of little flashes late in the season that made you say, gee, maybe if he got more carries. But to be honest with you, if you asked me to point out a carry from him or a specific play that I remember, I can't give that to you. Just mentioning Devin Ford, I agree with you. It seems like they try to run him between the tackles all the time, and that's not his strength. Do you think with a new offensive coordinator, we might see him utilized a little bit differently?
Yes, I think we will. I think we should. I think that's one of the reasons why Yurcich was brought in, is to try to get Ford on the perimeter, try to use Ford in the passing game. And the thing is they really effectively used Saquon and Miles Sanders in the passing game. I mean, those guys were, that was a big part of what they did at Penn State, but Penn State kind of got away from that last year. They didn't really use the running backs in the passing game that much. Now, in fairness, they had a good tight end and they got a lot of production from the receivers. And you go back to Shiraka's days at Minnesota, they got a lot of production from those receivers there. So maybe Shiraka was just better at getting the receivers involved. You think about what Dotson and Parker Washington did. But the thing is now is you got Yurcich, but there's also two more guys. Noah Cain is back and John Lovett. Now, I haven't watched a lot of Lovett, but what I have seen of him, Jim, stylistically, he reminds me of like Devin Ford, where he is a speed guy, a burst guy, a perimeter guy. It just seems to me like he's got some similarities to Devin Ford, where I think we know Noah Cain. It's like Ford and Lovett are burst, explosive outside guys, perimeter space guys. Noah Cain, Kayvon Lee, between the tackle pounders. Keziah Holmes is like neither. Keziah Holmes is just kind of like a tweener. He's not really the speed threat outside perimeter guy. He's not really the inside banger. He's kind of like a jack of all trades, master of none, I would say.
Now, you mentioned Noah Cain is coming back off the injury, and of course, all of us, our fingers are crossed that he comes back healthy. How important is it to have a guy that would be the lead dog on an offense? We talked, you know, those really good years. You knew it was Saquon. You knew it was Miles Sanders as the guy. Is it important at all for the offense to have that guy?
You know, I don't think that it is. You know, you look whether it's the NFL and you think about what the Patriots have done all these years or other teams, even the Bucks, you know, with Ronald Jones and Leonard Fournette, Shady McCoy, you know, and then even the Chiefs. Sometimes it's Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Sometimes it's, you know, Damian Williams. You know, they've switched that. Daryl Williams. I don't think it's important to have that one guy. I really don't, Jim. I think what you should look for, though, is out of these five running backs, my guess is that one of them will transfer at the end of spring ball. You know, if you're the guy getting the least amount of reps in spring ball, you're looking at fifth on the depth chart. That's going to be tough. That's going to be tough.
You beat me to the punch. That was going to be my next question, is how do you justify being that fifth guy in the rotation? But I think it's also important to remember where Lovett comes in as a senior. So you would think he feels like he's going to play, or else he wouldn't transfer here. You assume if Noah Cain's healthy, he's going to play. It's then among the other three. And I think what's important to remember also is Kevon Lee, Keziah Holmes, they're still considered freshmen. They've got a long way to go. And Devin Ford is just a sophomore.
Right. And the other thing that's interesting about that is, you know, how many reps will Noah Cain even have, you know, so far in spring ball? I haven't seen an update on that, Jim. Is he even really participating?
They mentioned they hope for him to participate in the second half of spring practice, which sounds to me like he's not going to get a lot of reps.
Right. So that might enable them to not have one of these guys transfer, right? That they might not transfer till after the fall because they're getting a bunch of reps. Lovett's learning the offense. You know, Kane's probably not really participating. So that they might not have to lose a guy as a result.
It will be interesting to see, and that's an interesting position to watch through the spring to see what happens. That is it for quarter number two and Tucker's Tape. Stick around, though. In quarter number three, we're going to take your questions for Ross, and we're going to do Ask Ross. Stay tuned.
The tournament is in full swing, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $1 on any tournament game, and if your team wins, you win $100. It's that simple. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the goat.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.